Minute interview.
Hello, my name is Zaid. Welcome, Jack, in Marseguin. I have a question. What is your job?
Yeah, it's a great question. So currently I'm an English assistant professor here. So that means that I'm here every 2 weeks working with your guys' English classes, which has been really fun.
Hello, my name is Brahim. Hi, Jack. You like Saint-Etienne?
Yeah, I think it's a really nice city. I think that it has a lot of nice advantages of being so close to nature, also having like a really nice downtown feel, and also being not too far from a larger city. It's probably the best place to be as a young professional who maybe doesn't have as much money, because rent is quite affordable here, but it's still quite central, which I think is quite nice.
Hello, Jack. My name is Yanis. I am 12 years old, and I wanted to ask you if you like Marseguin.
Yeah, I think it's a really nice school. I think that the opportunities here are amazing. I mean, right now we're in the middle of recording a sort of like interview podcast at a middle school, which you'll not find in the US. This is really cool. You guys have the rock climbing, a full kitchen. There's really a lot of opportunities here.
I have another question. Why come to France?
Yeah, so growing up, there was always this sort of the grass is always greener effect of looking at other countries throughout the world and seeing images on TV or seeing films and thinking about how life might be different living in that country versus another. So when I talk to a lot of you guys, I hear a lot of you guys talk about places like New York or Japan, but for a lot of people in the US, the sort of dream country is France or is Europe in general. Growing up, I had this sort of like dream image of France as this beautiful place that I would love to come to one day. It's not the perfect dream that I had in my 12-year-old mind. I think I'm still very glad that I came here, and it's been very nice to spend some time here.
You preferred Los Angeles or Saint-Etienne?
That's a good question. I feel like I like them both for different reasons. I think that in general, Los Angeles is a more dynamic city than Saint-Etienne. There's more things to do. It's bigger, there's more neighborhoods, but Saint-Etienne has its own advantages, I think, for sure. I think that pace of life in Saint-Etienne is a bit slower than in Los Angeles, and it's also quite central to a lot of places in Europe. I think that we are very well placed here in Saint-Etienne. I like them both for different reasons.
I wanted to ask too, is French difficult for you?
Yeah, like the language or the country?
The language.
Definitely has difficulties. I'd say that first learning French was quite difficult because I grew up only speaking one language. So I think that people who grow up bilingual, it's easier to learn a third language because it's already kind of in your mindset. But for me, it was very, very new French. I had a lot of mistakes. So in general, it is quite hard. But I'm also proud of myself for how far I've gotten and that I can understand it pretty well.
I want some information, Daniel. Do you have some brother?
Yeah, I do. So I have one brother back home.
What?
He's 26 years old, so 4-year difference. He's still in Los Angeles. He's in the gateway cities, which are like a good 40-minute drive from where my parents live, but still in the city. And it's he works for a college in Orange County as a director of sustainability, so making the college more sustainable in terms of energy usage.
What is his name?
His name's Tyler.
How old the Tyler?
So he's 26 years old right now. Yeah, so you have like a 4-year age difference.
What did you like in Saint-Etienne?
There's a lot of things I like in Saint-Etienne. I think that it's very walkable, which is something that is hard to find in Los Angeles. where I'm from, to get anywhere, you have to drive quite far. Where in Saint-Étienne, it's quite nice. You can walk just about anywhere in town, which is very nice. And I also think that the people here are very nice. It's a very welcoming city. And it's not too far from nature. It's not too far from bigger cities. I think it's very well placed in France.
We didn't ask too. I wanted to know if you're good. Like, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Jack, what is your favorite food?
Yeah, very good question. I feel like it's something that definitely changes depending on like where I'm at and what I'm craving. But I love, in general, Mexican food. So something that's hard to find here in Saint-Étienne. But I also love the food that I grew up with my grandma. My grandma's from the north of Italy. So we ate a lot of risotto and gnocchi and polenta growing up. So that's kind of my comfort food. So I'd say like Mexican and northern Italian foods.
Did you ever go on the trip with somebody else that in your family?
Yeah, like trips to like for school trips or vacation or traveling by myself. Well, I've been around. When I was 18, I traveled to South Africa to study cosmetology. And when I was 21, I traveled to the south of France, next to Carcassonne, to work on a winery. I've been a bit around Europe. I don't know too much of the US, however. I've only really been to areas that are close to Los Angeles.
What do you would like to become?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I feel like right now I'm kind of at a crossroads where I have a lot of different things that I can do, which is at one angle is quite nice, at the other angle is quite scary. But at this point in my life, I think I'd love to continue to work on myself, but also looking into different ways that I'd like to expand in a creative, in a professional way. In a perfect world, my dream career would be to have a sort of nonprofit coffee shop where the proceeds would be given to help boost the economies of countries that were affected by colonialism, especially those who produce coffee. My sort of dream, but to get there, I think I'll definitely need to do some more studying and a lot of work, but we'll see where life takes me.
Where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm from Los Angeles, specifically from the Pomona Valley, which is the far east side of the county. So I'm about 40 minutes from downtown and about 40 minutes from the beach and about 40 minutes from the desert and like 40 minutes from the mountains. So I'm kind of like in the middle of everything, but also kind of like not too close to anything too.
Thank you, Jack, and goodbye.
Thank you, Jack, and goodbye.
Thank you, Jack, and goodbye.
Of course, guys. Thanks for talking with me.
Minute interview.